Hi lads, summer's here and it's getting a little bit more humid below the waist. Now I've got a question for you. Have you heard of the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped? Well, you should have if you've listened to the Talking Walls podcast over the last month. My next question for you is, have you purchased it? And if not, why? Because it's a wonderful bit of kit. It's perfect for shaving your front, your back. I do my beard with it, and of course other regions which I won't disclose. It's perfect for keeping yourself a little bit more trim. Now you're around the pool, now summer's here, now you're around the beach. So yeah, I use it, I think it's fantastic, and I believe that we may have a little special offer for you.
Yes, Matt, we certainly do. Our followers can get an extra 20% off and free shipping on the Performance Package 4.0 by using the code TALKINGWALLS at manscaped.com. The Performance Package 4.0 will include the Lawnmower 4.0 electric trimmer, the Weed Whacker 2.0, which is the ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Reserver and Crop Reviver, which is your ball deodorant and spray toner, alongside your disposable shaving mats, Manscaped boxers, and your travel bag. So head on over to manscaped.com using the link in our description and use code TALKINGWALLS for 20% off and free shipping. That's the code TALKINGWALLS at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Hello and welcome back to the Talking Walls Transfer Podcast. Today I'm joined by Dave. How are you, mate?
Good morning, mate, it's an early one.
You can probably tell, but yeah, it's another early one. But yeah, finally a little bit of news to talk about. Not quite the news probably Walls fans were hoping and expecting for, but yeah, here we are.
I remember last summer, Dave, we were doing one of these twice a week.
I know.
I can't remember the last time we did one.
Before Jimenez had gone, I think. That's ages ago. So.
Yeah, I was looking at the agenda from earlier and it was like Jimenez, El Vede, still rumbling on.
It's been about a month, I think.
It seems strange, though, that... Look, we've been told that there's probably going to be no incomings anyway. But it seems strange, Dave, that there's literally zero links with us for incoming players. Normally, you get a couple, don't you?
Yeah, It's like the newspapers, the Turkish newspapers in particular, I've actually understood what's going on at the club. Because like you would normally, obviously there's been whispers here and there, but sometimes you would get two or three new rumours a day. At the moment, there's absolutely nothing. It's so quiet at the moment in regards to players coming in, and hopefully it changes going into what is now the final week of the transfer window.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to listen for incomings, now is probably your time to turn off, because unfortunately we don't have any news on incomings. We have got news on outgoings, and we're also going to cover a lot of the rumours out there, try and dispel some of those rumours around takeover bids, FFP, external investment, American conglomerates coming in. So we're going to try and dispel some of those, or at least try and explain or give our thoughts on whether Wolves will be sold by the end of the week, as some of the suggestions are suggesting. But Dave, let's start with the big one. This news broke earlier in the week that Manchester City had a keen interest in Mateus Nunes. But earlier in the week, they hadn't submitted a bid, but it broke, I think it was on Wednesday. I think it was the Telegraph had reported that a bid of around £47 million had been rejected by Wolves for Mateus Nunes. It's thought that he is top of their list and they will return with another bid. It seems that he's already agreed personal terms with Man City, which is kind of the done thing now, isn't it, Dave? It was seen as tapping up before, but it's all clubs turn a blind eye to it because they all do it. But it's understood that Wolves are holding out for around 65 to 70 million. Dave, if he goes, what happens?
I think that's a concern for Wolves fans. I think it's not necessarily selling Nunes. I think obviously he's a fantastic footballer. We probably haven't seen the best of him yet in a Wolves shirt. But I think Wolves fans aren't so worried about him going. I think it's more the fact that will Wolves pump the money back in and will Wolves replace him? Not just with a like-for-like replacement, but Wolves could easily replace him and bolster the squad with that money with two or three new players. I think the only fair deal here is 20 million plus Haaland, really, from Man City point of view. But no, I think we had a conversation when the news first broke that, you know, and we even had a conversation, I think, on the early podcast saying, I think it was a pre-season podcast saying, you know, with the value that midfielders are going for, Wolves have every right to demand as much as they are demanding. So I think that I'm glad that they rejected that first bid. I don't think it was nowhere near high enough from City because he's still got a big, you know, he's got a lot of length left on his contract. Obviously, Wolves paid quite a lot of money for him last summer as well. And it's late in the window, so Wolves have obviously got to get their own replacements in as well. It was funny. I think it was the bid was put in by City late Wednesday, and then the news dropped yesterday morning, Thursday morning, about it being rejected. But the amount of people going mad at the club before the bid had even been accepted, and I thought, why are people slating the club?
They know what's coming.
Yeah, but I suppose they know with our track record this summer and in previous windows, they probably know and feel and don't trust the club that the money's going to be put back into the team.
Historically bad at selling players, apart from the likes of Neves and Jota. I think, I mean, look at Guedes.
Even Jota in hindsight was...
Yeah, you can't even give him away at the minute.
Yeah.
which we'll come on to today. But Sporting, I wrote some money on this, if it does go 10% of the profit. I'm not... In isolation, I'm not against it if they get 65 to 70 million. The way that the midfield market's gone is absolutely crazy, and there's definitely a player in there. But I think if we're all honest with ourselves, there was a couple of games last season where he looked a world beater. He's done well in pre-season, played well against United, but then goes and loses himself down against... who did we play?
Brighton.
Bloody hell, it's been a long week.
Been a long week.
this week's been a long month. He loses himself down. I don't think you can trust him in terms of playing in that midfield two where he's best suited. I think that's probably why they're playing him on the right. But I'm not against him going. What I am against him going is 65 million going into the club, none of it being reinvested, but also none of it being reinvested in quality, which I'd imagine, Dave, if they do make that sale, then if they are going to reinvest that money, I would imagine it would probably be around 25, 30 million pounds worth, not the full fee.
No, it wouldn't be the full fee. I think most fans would probably expect that. Unless, you know, next year we go to Jeff. Where's the Nunes money gone, Jeff? but I reckon, you know, maybe like 40 million tops got to get reinvested. But you could still buy two or three good players. You know, we've got the Elvede show, which I'm sure we'll talk a bit about later on. For in and around 10 million, I think the closer to the end of the window, you could probably squeeze, you know, that for less. And then there's other players. So I think the loan market, again, will be interesting the last week of the window. I think that's a window that Wolves could tap into with players knowing that they're not part of plans. And then obviously a swap deal is possibly Manchester City, which hasn't really been reported formally as of yet. But, you know, there are players on the fringes of the Man City team, which I think would be assets to this Wolves squad.
Yeah, a couple of Man City accounts who within Man City circles are deemed as reliable, reporting that Man City are willing to offer either both or one of Jason McAtee or Cole Palmer on loan, Dave. I replied to your tweet yesterday about this. Both both really good players, but what's the point of getting them on loan? Like we're gonna sell probably one of our biggest assets, regardless of abilities, he's our biggest asset. To Man City, and then we're going to develop two of their youngsters to send them back to make them stronger. I know they're not a direct competition, but for me, it just sounds a bit daft.
Yeah, I think McAtee is probably the most likely out of the two. He'd been linked previously as well. Cole Palmer, he's already scored a couple of goals for City this season. So I think that would be one hell of a signing.
You're no good in our team then.
Exactly. But that's the thing. Obviously, he's surrounding himself at the moment with elite players. And that's why I think Nunes will do well at City. You know, I think he's a good player. Possibly at times let down with players in and around him, but he's not perfect himself. But I think he could really, you know, do a job at City. But either one of those would be great. But like I said, loans would be a waste of time, really, for Wolves.
Yeah. I really like McAtee.
Yeah.
I think he could add something to Wolves. But I would happily take, like, I don't know, $50 million plus McAtee or something like that, or $55 million plus McAtee, because it's probably going to cost you $20-25 million anyway.
I think you want to make your money back on Nunes, and if you can get anything else as a bonus and like in terms of a swap player, then happy days.
Because like you said, Dave, Cole Palmer started the season well at City. I know they've just signed Jeremy Doku, but I still think he'll stay. Any thoughts on Nunes wanting the move, or whether you think that this derisory bid could be just being used as a vehicle to unsettle the player and him to force it through?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. Yeah. It'd be very, very difficult for anyone to turn down Manchester City. You know, they're champions of Europe, champions of England. So it's going to be very, very difficult. And like you said earlier, in regards to the personal terms being agreed, that is just a done thing now in football. I think with football agents, they can gauge, and clubs can gauge from an agent if there's going to be any problems. And obviously, in this case, there won't be. So I don't know. I don't think City were going to go in with their first bid and expecting that was going to be the first and final bid that was going to get accepted. I think as we know in negotiations, Wolves have done the same, that you're never going to go in with your top money. You know, you saw with Arsenal and Declan Rice, it took them 3, 4, 5 attempts before they got an agreement in place. So negotiations to this will probably have to move quickly because there's 7 days left. But I'd assume by possibly even today, but the next couple of days, we'll see another bid come in, and let's see if it meets Wolves' expectations.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've been told for the last few months that Wolves are in desperate need of generating more revenue from player sales, but it's quite, I don't know, a bit funny, Dave, that this bid's come in and now we're being told that Wolves don't need to sell. So, yeah. Which one is it?
I don't know. Well, I don't think anyone knows, genuinely. I don't think anyone knows. And you know, there's been tweets, and again, we'll probably talk about it later on. There've been tweets about the Wolves' financial situation today. People that have been saying we've got FFP issues, then saying there's no money issues. Well, it's the same with the Kilman thing, though. If Wolves were that desperate, they would have cashed in on Kilman, you know, at the start of the summer. So I don't know. I think it's just genuinely that Fosun, like you said earlier, yes, they want to, you know, recoup as much money as they can from pumping it back into the club, but they're scared of reinvesting it into the squad at the moment.
Yeah. Moving on to the next rumour, Dave, and that is, it came out of nowhere, actually, reported by Footy Insider. Sometimes quite unreliable, but then they do have a couple of gems here and there. That Manchester United have apparently made an inquiry for Wolves right-back Nelson Semedo. These were actually quickly confirmed by Liam Keane at the Express and Star, but he said that no formal approach had been made for the right-back. He's got 2 years left on his deal, Dave, after Wolves triggered the contract extension in the summer. Again, they said they couldn't afford to trigger it, and then a day later had triggered it. Yeah. So make of that what you will. But do you think this is off the back of his performance at Old Trafford? I'll tell you what, it's not off the back of the performance at Molineux on Saturday.
That probably helps, definitely. And I think United are having full-back issues of their own at the moment. Luke Shaw is out for a little bit. So, and we've seen Semedo, not saying he's going to go there and be left-back, but we have seen Semedo play left-back before at Wolves. But United are pretty well stacked in the right-back situation. They've got Dalot, they've got Wan-Bissaka. So I don't know if the United hierarchy rate Semedo higher than those two. But again, he's just a player. He's never really had enough consistency at Wolves. I think that game against Old Trafford was one of his best in a Wolves shirt, and it's taken him, what, 2 or 3 years to get to that point. So, depending on the fee, I don't think it would be a major, major, major loss for Wolves. But again, with it being so late in the window, he's a player that you'd still demand a pretty decent fee for, I think.
Off the top of your head, Dave, have we been linked to any other right-backs this window, apart from Doherty? Sorry to
there have been spot, no, there have been some, but they've probably moved on, to be honest. It was a young French lad, I think, who was playing in Italy at one point. I'll probably think of some in a minute off the top of my head. I'll probably have a look in a sec as well. But yeah, nothing of note. Yeah, exactly. And that was the area that we most stacked in. We kept getting linked with left back. So I'll have a look in a sec, but I can't off the top of my head. No, I'm not sure. I think he was the only one, really. Wan-Bissaka, there was shouts, but I don't know if that was in January or at the start of the summer.
Yeah, with it being so close to the window, plus United tax, how much do you think would be an acceptable bid?
I think you've got to be demanding at least 25 million.
Oh my word! How much?
You go with the amount we paid for him as well. I think that's fair.
20 to 25 million. How much did they pay for Alex Telles? Was it 30 million? 25, 30 million.
Right up there, yeah, it's got to be. We got another right back anyway on the books that has returned to training this week.
Bender Guzbola.
Yeah, he's back. I'm back.
I'm back.
Yeah, the right back I was talking about was Valentin Gendre. He plays for Lecce in Italy.
Is he still there?
I saw he was linked with somebody else. You know, let me have a quick look whilst we speak. Valentin Gendre. Yeah, he still plays for him. He's 23, so that's amazing. He's cheap though. Like, so I think he would be a backup to Doc if Semedo left. So I think Doc would be the number one. Then. It's not the end of the world. But...
No, but like it. Nah, not for me.
No, I think he's genuinely the only one. I'm just searching through now. Because the last three tweets have got Talking Wolves right back, a Semedo going to United, Bender Guzbola possibly leaving, and that Valentin Gendre. And then it goes to say Nelson Semedo may not be able to keep, Wolves may not be able to keep Nelson Semedo. So they're the only four tweets about a right back, really. Dest from Barca was
he's gone
when...
to.
Oh, is he gone now?
He's gone to PSV.
All right, there we go then. So yeah, no links really.
No links. That's good. Wang's generating interest from Germany, Dave. Wolfsburg reportedly interested in talking to Wolves. So they're reportedly interested in talking to Wolves.
Yeah.
So sounds like quite a loose link, according to Sky Sports.
Yeah, it was a bit of a... It wasn't much substance. There wasn't much in that story, to be fair. But I don't know. I think he deserves, obviously, to be playing more regular football somewhere. It wouldn't surprise me to see him start against Everton for Wolves tomorrow. He's just got to stay fit and get consistency in his game, because I think that's Huang's problem. Every time he gets a nice little run of form, he tends, you know, he breaks his little legs, or, you know, pulls a muscle, or not breaks legs, that's a bit far, but he pulls his muscles and he's out for a little bit. So he just killed. And that was the same with Pudence a couple of years ago. Pudence pick up some great form, then just pick up a little injury. So I think for Huang, this could be a big year, because he really needs to knuckle down, and he can be an asset to this Wolves team. And I think, me included, there's been a lot of Wolves fans proved wrong about Huang over the last 12 to 18 months. So let's wait and see. But I think he'll stay at Wolves. Again, I think Wolves could demand a decent fee with it being so late in the window. And I don't think it would be a fee that a Bundesliga team would pay.
Especially not Wolfsburg.
Yeah, no disrespect.
No disrespect. Well, Wolves, are we? looks like Gonçalo Guedes is very close to moving back to Benfica, Dave. Apparently on loan. And Wolves are hoping to sell him permanently next year, which is great. Yeah. That's according to Mais Futebol in Portugal.
That's exactly how it's
this saga, yeah. Mate.
Well, to be fair, to the Portuguese papers and press have literally said from day one, right, Guedes coming back to Benfica. Yeah. And then there's been a few reports here and there. I think Betis were interested in him in Spain. Slight whispers that maybe he could stay at Wolves, which he may well do. You know, to be fair, Benfica waited that long. Why has it not been announced? It was literally said at the start of the summer that
he's been
injured stay there
for ages, hasn't he? They've probably sent him back to Wolves to do his rehab. Because he's been doing rehab in Lisbon anyway.
Yeah.
Probably sent him back for Wolves to pay, and then I think, actually, we'll grab it.
Yeah, and I mean, he was seen on the videos at Compton as well, but I'm just surprised it's not been announced any sooner. I think I think already he's not going to be back till like late September, early October, so that's possibly why. But I don't know. Do you reckon if he doesn't go through, do we have a Gonçalo Guedes remontada at Wolves, possibly? I don't know. Under big Gaz O'Neill.
I mean, where else is he going to go?
I ain't against
Turkey, maybe, because I think the Turkish window is a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's about getting the money as well for Wolves. Unless he has an unbelievable season wherever he is this summer, Wolves will not make their money back.
Oh, mate, they'll be lucky to get 12, 15 million.
And next to Patrick Catrone, it could be the Wolves' biggest flops.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the transfers after as well.
So Nick today was a party after 4 points. Dave, at this, I'd imagine Joe Hargey is absolutely loving that, this podcast, not because of that comment, but there's more news about a midfielder leaving, and that's Bundesliga club Borussia Mönchengladbach have reportedly made Wolves midfielder Boubacar Traoré their priority in midfield if Manu Koné leaves by the end of the transfer window, and that is according to L'Equipe in France. We're going to have no one left.
Yeah, well, if you remember, on one of the, I think it was one of our first or even the second transfer podcast, we were linked with Manu Koné anyway. So I'm surprised. I think he's one of those players that if he was going to leave this summer, he would have already gone because he was linked with some top teams. So unless there is a big team out there, possibly Liverpool, I think they are still probably searching for another midfielder. Possibly Liverpool could go in quite late in the window. But you know what I predicted before, I think it was even before this season ended, I wouldn't be surprised to see Boubacar moved on, whether that be on loan or as a permanent. But he's never really been able to break into the first team setup, has he? And it's frustrating because I think from the small glimpses that we've seen of him, I think he could be a real asset to this team.
Yeah, I like him, I do. I think he's a little bit rash, but I think that'll come over time. No, I mean, he's only a young lad, isn't he? Is he 22?
Yeah, he's still young, yeah. But obviously there's Elvedi as well that Mönchengladbach have got. So again, there could be some sort of deal there if they were desperate to bring Boubacar in. But again, we'll have to wait and see. But I'd be surprised if this one happened.
Elvedi's not even training with the first team.
No, see, he's been, to be fair, they've been very open about that and saying he's not been included in the matchday squad, and they're just saying they don't want him to get injured for a move. But again, that's got to be Wolves, because Wolves are the only real team that have been linked with him. So
it seems strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
it's so strange.
Right, hopefully then, Dave. Hopefully, we get it done by the weekend. We've seen him against Blackpool. Bosh.
Be nice. Be nice. Yeah. We'll be playing him in right midfield to when Nunes goes. Should we talk about takeovers?
If you want to, yeah.
seems to be a lot of rumours doing the rounds on various forums, Twitter, about an imminent takeover at Wolves. Not saying it's not happening, but I've spoken to a couple of people and it seems to be all quiet. So, again, never say never, but Dave, it doesn't seem to be something that's like pretty imminent. And it's no secret that Fosun won investment, but they've always said the club is not for sale, which I don't believe, but it doesn't look like it's going to be happening anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a load of BS, I think. And I don't know where it stemmed from. There's a couple of people that have obviously been told something, and then it stemmed out to someone's dad making a fake text to somebody, and then it makes Facebook, and then it just blows out of all proportion. But yeah, like you said, the things that were said in the so-called message wouldn't happen anyway, because there would be serious NDAs and everything all over the shop. So I don't know. I like I said, they've said they're not for sale, and that was only, you know, a few weeks ago. But I think if anybody came in with a bid of 350-400 million,
they would be for sale.
That Fosun would say yes please straight away. So I think at the moment there's nothing imminent anyway.
I did see a rumor that an American conglomerate they were waiting to announce the takeover in line with LA Wolves release of the film.
You know what? You know, the LA Wolves shirts that they've released, they look quite smart, but I saw someone wearing one on Saturday and it looked like it got like a fake DHgate Wolves shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, like a Pez shirt or something like that. And I thought, you know, that's a shame because they actually are quite smart.
Well, the new one, bro. Ones that they've released are quite nice as well. Yeah, shame we'll be buying one.
But, yeah, but that why on earth would a takeover be coincided with a film coming
release
out?
Release of a film that's produced in house. I just don't buy. Again, never say never. But from who I've spoken to, then it doesn't seem that there's anything imminent or new.
I think what it probably is that. Obviously, there are a large portion of fans that are begging, like they want new owners, full stop.
Trying to manifest it, aren't they?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Get your crystals out. Because that's one of the things.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Let's see one little piece of news, or if you want to call it that, and they grab hold onto it. And then someone else, we have three text messages doing the rounds. Oh, who is sending these texts?
Oh, the James Rodriguez rumors of what 20? We're not 2020.
Who has the time to write these? So yeah.
You know what though? I think if you look at what's happened over the summer, so being told there's money to spend, then completely changing like transfer strategy, then Matt Hobbs saying, "Look, we've got players lined up. We just need to sell a few." Then for all that to change. The manager to come out and say the goalposts have been moved, radio silence from the club, then Jeff Shee spending 2 months in China. I can see why it looks like, okay, something's happening here, but from what I've been told and what we've been told, and again, make of that what you will, we're not in the know and don't proclaim to be, but I don't think there's anything imminent, especially along the lines of what's going around in WhatsApp groups. But I think it's no secret though, like Fosun need investment. We've been linked with like Qataris and Saudis and whatnot previously, but they want other investment, but whether that's a partial sale or a full sale, but they'll never come out and say the club's for sale, because it's like when you're trying to sell your house and you do a viewing and you say, honestly, we can't wait. We need to leave here. We're desperate to sell it. People will come in 50K under the valuation. So they've got to try and keep a strong hand in negotiations.
Yeah, I think in regards to it, I'm not neither for or against Fosun going. I think Fosun, like you said, need investment or need a really good kick up the backside and wake up after the last few years. But, you know, the grass isn't always greener. You know, Fosun have been good to us previously. I'm not going to say, you know, they're in the good books right now, but they've been good to us. But, you know, you look at the other Midlands clubs. I know it's turned good for Villa now, but Villa, West Brom, Birmingham had some torrid years, you know, with ownership and, you know, many other clubs the same. So, you know, we've just got to be grateful at the moment. We're just afloat. We're a Premier League team as it stands as of today. But football could quickly change. But yeah, let's wait and see. But as of right now, I don't think anything's imminent.
Yeah, it's I mean, Fosun have invested a lot of money into this club, albeit quite poorly in some aspects. So you can never accuse them of not spending the money, but because you spent a lot of it on crap, I think that's the way it's perceived. So I think I'm the same as you, Dave. I'm not against it, but they're quite well within the right to want to recoup some of that money that they invested. I mean, they wrote off over £100 million in debts and turned them into shares. The way that they've been spending isn't sustainable. It will need player sales to make it sustainable, but you know, it's fans don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I'd love to come in and be that sugar daddy status and just chuck as much money as they can and. Oh, who cares if you make a loss? We'll just write the debt off. But unfortunately, that's not the way it is. And there's been a tweet this morning, Dave, from an account called the Swedish Rumble. It's got a fair few followers. Again, it needs to get this verified, but it basically breaks down Wolves' accounts, and it's what I've been saying and what we reported on this channel over the summer that FFP isn't the main issue for Wolves. And looking back at Jeff C's letter to the fans, he even says it himself. He says that around FFP being very short term and in very benign to us. So even he's saying it's just a small thing to consider. Of course, FFP for clubs, any club, is something they need to keep an eye on. But this Swedish Rumble is at Swedish Rumble if people want to have a look on Twitter. But it's basically saying Wolves could spend if they wanted to. Looking at the accounts, we've only got accounts for the what season is it now? I think
the season before last. It would be in a minute.
Yeah. I think 22. But yeah, it means we'd have to have operating losses in 2022-23 and 23-24. Would have to average around £95 million for us not to be able to spend. So this Swedish rumbling again, we need to get it verified. He's done lots of work in on other clubs and whatnot for looking at his tweets. But he said I would instead I would instead bet on that they could sign players for at least 100 million, which would add about 30 million in costs for next season right now without selling anything.
Yeah,
but that's what we said, though.
What fans need to realise, though, they can, but it's not that folks have got 100 million quid in their pocket. It's that there's 100 million available to spend if they really wanted to. So, and I think that goes back to the other thing that, yes, FFP is always going to be an issue regardless of who owns the club. But it's actually about the owners then reinvesting that money in. Yeah, I think we know that there's space, there's ways that you can work around it. We've seen that with Chelsea, the way they're working around it. But yeah, we can spend up to 100 million, but it's if your owner has got the 100 million to put into the club.
And they have got the money. Like, don't get me wrong, I've got the money, but they're probably looking at it from an investment point of view, thinking we're ploughing all this money into it, and not many football clubs turn a profit anyway. But looking at it, thinking we're putting all this money in, and we're seeing, apart from a nice little portfolio piece, little to no return. And this account has covered that. He said that for Wolves to keep spending, the owner has to pick up the bill. So to balance the books, austerity is needed, which is what we've said. Like, and I don't blame them for not wanting to spend because of the money that they're putting. But I think hiring Lopetegui and then, you know, the manager that they've chased for 3 or 4 years, and then all of a sudden not wanting to spend again, it just, something isn't quite right. Like I said, FFP is an issue, but it's not the biggest issue at play here. So yeah, make of that what you will. So it's and I don't think anyone truly knows the ins and outs. There's probably only 2 or 3 people in the club who know exactly what's going on, but be interesting to see whether they do spend any money before the window shuts, especially if Nunes goes. That's what would that be, Dave? About 150, 160 million in player sales if he goes.
Yeah, up there. Yeah, so mad, really. So it'd be frustrating. Like I said, I think that's the concern. Like I said at the start of the podcast, fans aren't, so of course we want to keep Nunes, but fans aren't so concerned about losing Nunes. It's just how and if the club will reinvest that money.
I don't mind losing any player as long as it's a good for a good fee and that money is spent. Not even all of it, but he's spent well.
But you see, but well, it just hasn't been. I hate keep using them as an example, but Brighton, they lost Cucurella. And then bring Estupiñán in, who in terms of output is better than the Cucurella anyway, and he's rotting on the bench at Chelsea. So, I mean, that's one example of loads and loads of players. It's all about how you reinvest that money and who you bring in. And if Wolves were able to bring in 2 or 3 quality players to bolster the squad, then it makes sense.
Yeah.
But will they?
That's all we've got time for today, Dave, unfortunately. Hopefully we can try and get another one in, but I can't see it happening. I can't see anything happening, to be honest. I just can't say. Are you going to do a? I'm not here, but are you doing a deadline day stream or?
Possibly. Yeah, it's next Friday, isn't it? So Friday night one. I don't know. Maybe. I normally play football on a Friday, so I'll have to wait and see. But people love it, to be fair. But there's just been such a. I mean, it'd just be so negative. So we'll wait and see.
Where can people find you if they wish to follow you, Dave?
It's at Dave as a Party on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm M Cooper Writes and Matt Cooper Bites. We are Talking Wolves across all socials. Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please like the video. And if you're new here, please do subscribe. And until next time, take it easy and try and enjoy your weekend, football permitting.